Getting ready to buy or sell a home in 30, 60, or 90 days? Then check out BundleSelect.com to find out how you could save 20% or more on your entire transaction. Save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. Bundle Select's hand-picked team of experts will compete for your business, so you'll save thousands of dollars by bundling all of these services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Kucher with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. By bundling services like real estate, lending, and title, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Act now, and this new model could save you money on your move, lower your interest rate, or cover your closing costs. Visit BundleSelect.com. That's BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with a national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. Bundle Select, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker, license number 0046-6902.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Kucera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Kucera.
Hi, once again, welcome in. Joe Kucera with Real Estate Radio Live. We do apologize for some of the technical difficulties. That is the world of technology. Everything seems to be working well, and then every once in a while it does not. So apologize for that. Before I invite my guest in, just a reminder once again, you could get more information by going to reradiolive.com. We'd love to have you download the podcast. The live feeds are great. We love those that follow us on Facebook. Certainly any types of those channels that follow the show. But most importantly, be sure to download the podcast. That way you could listen to the show at your convenience anytime you would like. You could do that by going to iTunes and just type in Real Estate Radio Live. You go to our website, reradiolive.com. Find the podcast there, most any place, Stitcher or any other places online. If you want to reach me during the week, 408-838-9060, or you could always email Joe at reradiolive.com. All right, let me invite my guest in. We had Mr. Yona Weiss in with us, I think it was about maybe, 3 weeks ago. It was a pleasure doing the show with him. Wanted to have him back again, just because it's a great topic, really good information, and it's something that most people aren't used to hearing, so I wanted to have Yona back to discuss a little bit more, go into depth, but if nothing else, as I mentioned to him before we got on the show today, something of this nature that we don't hear about a lot, I'd love to have the repeat this information for the listeners a couple different times because I think it's worthy to let it sink in and hopefully get some more value in. So, Yona, welcome back. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me back.
You're welcome. Good to have you back again. For those that happen to miss the first show, again, you could always catch those by going to our website or the podcast to download. But I want to have Yona back to talk about the topic, cost segregation. And so what I'm going to do first, Yona, if you could give our listeners a little bit of flavor of your background and then your kind of your current roles and responsibilities with Madison Specs, and then you and I could jump into the topic here.
Absolutely. I have, as we spoke last time, a background in teaching, which led me to, teachers, as my grandmother used to say, was the family business, but it's not necessarily the most lucrative. And it got me kind of involved in getting interested in real estate a number of years back. And about 3-4 years ago, I wanted to learn as much as possible and got involved with a friend working at a commercial mortgage brokerage firm. It's kind of a in-house, finance company out of New York City. And from there, I just started learning everything possible. Got a real estate broker's license and wanted to get into learning about residential real estate. And besides for the lending side, in terms of the investing side, and did a few fix and flips with a partner in New Jersey and just wanted to learn everything about it. And I'm continuing learning about everything. I love your show, and there are many other awesome podcasts out there and so much information to learn about real estate investing, and which really kind of led me to my most recent role with Madison Commercial Real Estate, which is an umbrella company, which offers a number of real estate services throughout the United States. It's a large title agency. And one of the firms that I work with within this is called Madison Specs, which does cost segregation. Now, we're one of the largest firms doing this nationwide in all 50 states, having done nearly 13,000 studies since our opening in the past close to 12 years now. Wow. So we're out there and we're trying to spread the word and trying to teach the public about cost segregation. And I guess we'll talk more about today why it is so mysterious.
Well, I think that, first of all, I agree with you 100%. One of the things that we know, you know, I know, I've been doing this show for almost 8 years, and that is there's a interest in real estate in general. There's a reason I always say that there's a reason why the majority of shows that continue to stay on TV and never go away are cooking shows and real estate shows. And there's, you know, obviously there's a great love for food and real estate, and as you mentioned, the appetite has grown, and so from my perspective, too, that we have more educated, informed consumers, they continue to have the appetite for what other opportunities are there? What can I do other than just buy and sell real estate? And what about commercial and, you know, the tax advantages and all the different things that go along with it? That's why this is a great topic. So I guess the first thing, if you could do, is give our listeners, you know, if you will, just an overview of cost segregation. I mean, give us kind of the summary of what that means, and then we could break it down.
Absolutely. Cost segregation, the first place to start when we're going to discuss cost segregation is depreciation. There's another name for this that the IRS gave is accelerated depreciation. Mm-hmm. Depreciation is one of the best tools that a real estate investor has in terms of tax strategies, tax savings. That is, it's a write-off amount every year based on the property value that allows you to take a deduction. It's on your tax returns, lowering your income tax. So a standard property, right, a residential property, that means whether it be single family or multifamily, depreciates over 27 and a half years. So this is the ambiguous number that the IRS gave to it. And commercial properties depreciate over 39 years. And again, I don't know why they gave this number. However, this is how it was set up. Those numbers actually have changed over the history of time, and actually was proposed to be a change in the previous tax reform. It didn't pass, so they stuck with these numbers. So depreciation allows you to, like I said, take a portion of the value of the property and deduct that amount from your tax returns. So let's take a basic example, which we're calling straight line depreciation. Residential property, right? You buy a house worth $1 million. Okay, that's a big property. It's great. You depreciate that over 27 and a half years. That means you take the value of the property minus the land, because land does not depreciate, and you divide that by 27 and a half. Every year you get to take that value and deduct that from your income taxes, which means it lowers your income tax. You're only going to be taxed on the amount that's left over. So it's a great deduction, especially if you have a larger property. It's going to be a great way to lower your income tax liability. And in many cases, with all expenses and involved in real estate, it many times brings your tax liability down very, very low, if not to zero, if not into a loss at times.
Very good.
Okay, so that's depreciation in general.
Okay.
Accelerated depreciation, which is what cost segregation is, was initiated about 30 years ago by the IRS, which stated that a property has many different things within it that depreciate at faster lives. So, right, the whole building structure depreciates over 27 and a half years. But there are things in the property that we call personal property that depreciate over 5 years. And stuff outside the building, like land improvements or fencing, pavements, asphalt, these kind of things depreciate over 15 years. The IRS says you can do what's called a cost segregation study, segregate those costs of the value of those things within and without the property, and accelerate that. Take those depreciation values at an earlier stage and lower your income tax in the early years of owning property.
Very good. What type of properties benefit from this? Is it both commercial and residential, or what? Give us a little idea of that.
Any type of property, if it's an investment or business property,
okay,
can benefit and does benefit from cost segregation. The only thing it will exclude here is a personal residence. Your personal residence does not get the depreciation deduction. And also other types of non-profit organizations who own property, they're not taxable, so the tax benefits are not going to be there for them.
Okay. So anything other than a non-profit or maybe your primary residence, but commercial buildings, multi-unit rental properties, anything of that nature would potentially apply here.
You got it. Everything and anything and everything under the sun.
Okay. Well, as we go through this, we'll continue to give more and more information, but I don't want to forget, if someone wants to get a hold of you, Yona, wants more information about what you guys do, your company, or has some more specific questions, what's the best place for them to do that? How do they do that?
You can find me on LinkedIn. That's a great way. I'm very active there. I post near almost daily and very actively involved there. And my email address is yweiss@madisonspecs. You can look me up over there, madisonspecs.com. Or you can reach me at a phone number. Hopefully you put it in the show notes, 732-333-1477. Any questions regarding this at all or to, you know, get a free estimate for any property, you know, definitely look me up.
That would be great. Give us kind of an idea, and I know it depends on the property and the complexity, but what does the cost of the study entail? What does that look like? How does that work?
You know, it really depends on the type of property it is. Most companies like mine will charge a scope of work fee, anywhere starting from around $3,000 and upwards, depending on the complexity of the property. Large office buildings, you know, where it's much more complex, every single square foot is different inside the office suites. There's going to be a lot more work involved there. You know, that may run upwards of $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 or more. But you know, one thing that puts us apart from many other companies is that, you know, some companies will do a contingency fee. Meaning they'll say, whatever savings you're going to get, we're going to get for you, we're going to take a percentage of that. Now, the IRS doesn't like that because it's kind of like you're in cahoots.
Right.
So you're going to tell them how much tax they're going to save and then take a cut from that. That's kind of a no-no. So one thing that we do is we'll charge, you know, basically on the scope of work and pretty competitive pricing.
Very good. Very good. We're going to take our first break in just a couple of minutes. Overall, the studies show, I'm guessing this is a good investment, but I'm just assuming by having the conversation, you sharing this information with us, Yona, that the first steps are someone contacts you, you contact them, you take a look at the property, you kind of give them an overview, and then obviously before they move forward, do you have an idea or do you have to do the study first? Do you have a general idea if there's some saving benefits there or no matter what, you have to do the study? How does that work?
No, you don't have to do the study. And in fact, we will run the numbers. What we'll do is take a look at the property, you know, property details through some public records or what have you. And based on our extensive experience, having done, you know, close to 13,000 properties in all asset types, we'll get an idea and a feeling and give our projection of what kind of tax savings are going to come from doing a full study. And that we'll do complimentary. That's upfront. We'll show you the numbers. You can take them, review them with your accountant, with your tax advisor, and see if the numbers make sense. And many times we'll say, you know what, we're not going to do it. And if a property is worth under $1 million or was purchased, for under $1 million, a lot of times it doesn't make tremendous amount of sense.
Yeah.
There's still going to be tax savings there. Mm-hmm. Anytime, you know, even if it's worth $100,000, there's still going to be tax savings. But most times we'll, you know, say it's not going to be so worth it. Why don't you wait until you scale up to a larger property, have those extra benefits?
Right. Very good. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We are doing a show today. Great, great information. Stay tuned with Yona Weiss with Madison Specs. We're talking about cost segregation. It's in tax benefits, accelerating that. This is Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. We're going to take a quick break for about a minute. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a minute.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com.
Thank you.
Getting ready to buy or sell a home in 30, 60, or 90 days? Then check out BundleSelect.com to find out how you could save 20% or more on your entire transaction. Save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. Bundle Select's hand-picked team of experts will compete for your business, so you'll save thousands of dollars by bundling all of these services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Kucher with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. By bundling services like real estate, lending, and title, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Act now, and this new model could save you money on your move, lower your interest rate, or cover your closing costs. Visit BundleSelect.com. That's BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with the national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. Bundle Select, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker, license number 0046-6902.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's topic or guests, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for today's edition of Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Kucera.
Welcome back in. Joe Kucera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for those that are following us on the live feed Facebook. As always, thank you for those that are following the show over the last several years. We appreciate it. You know, every once in a while, I just don't want to forget to thank those loyal listeners, the people that download the podcast, that email, that contact us. Also, for the business professionals like Yona and hundreds of others that contact us to be on the show, our goal has always been the same, and that's to educate and inform the consumers. So topics like today are really exciting to me. I love to share them, and I love to have guests like Yona on because that's what our job is. That's what our main objective and goals. How could we better educate the consumer to make wise decisions in and around their real estate? That's really our objective and our mission, and we continue to do that. We'll work hard to continue to do that. That's why today's topic is important as well. So we have Yona Weiss on with Madison Specs. We're talking about cost segregation and what that means, and we'll try to break it down in more detail. So in terms of that, Yona, this is new to some people. They hear about it. The wording is a little bit different. As you mentioned, once they dig in deep, they're going to probably be a little familiar. But why wouldn't kind of the average or common CPA, why wouldn't a CPA know about this? Or maybe they do know, but they may not bring it up to their clients or customers. Is it because there's not enough known about it? They don't feel like they're experts at it, or they want to just try to stay away from it? What would be some of the reasons?
One of the main reasons why a CPA who is in the knowledge about it, and there are many that really aren't, even though this is an internal revenue in the Internal Revenue Code and was initiated by the IRS, one of the requirements of a proper cost segregation study is that it's done by a qualified engineer.
Oh, okay.
And so even though there is accounting involved and there is calculations of the depreciation mm-hmm. of the different assets in the property,
okay.
the main real work that's involved here is an engineer actually going to the property, taking a full study, a full survey rather of the property mm-hmm. and bringing those findings back and preparing the study, which is then reviewed by our accountants or CPAs. And we give that information over to one's accountant so that they can go ahead and implement that on the tax return. So that's the really main reason. CPAs are not engineers and they're not really qualified to do it. Although there are many large CPA firms that do have engineers on staff mm-hmm. for this very reason.
Okay. Would there be any reason why when someone conducted something like this, you know, a lot of people will talk about, oh, be careful what you do with your taxes because they're so-called red flags, pushing the envelope. There's all kinds of wording that we hear out there. Have you obviously been doing this for a long time. You're expert at it. You certainly have a test bed. What is your experience, and is this a red flag issue, or is this no different than if you do it right and you're above board, the IRS accepts it and endorses it?
So this is initiated and is governed by the IRS,
okay.
cost segregation. So it's not something outside that needs to be approved by
the
IRS.
Got it.
In fact, it's actually, according to the wording of the IRS, the proper and correct way of depreciating any property. Is doing it in the segregated way, meaning saying some things depreciate over 5 years, some things depreciate over 15, and some over 27 and a half or 39. Just to say everything depreciates over 27 years or 39 years is in a lot of ways the incorrect way of depreciating. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a catch-22. The IRS recommends doing it the cost segregation way. However, they don't enforce it. They don't require you to do it. So one of I actually was listening to recently an amazing book, which I don't know, I can plug another book over here, but there's a Tax-Free Wealth. It's one of the Rich Dad Advisor books.
Yeah.
An amazing book. And he talks in one of the chapters about cost segregation and how the IRS, you know, why they don't push it. And one of the reasons is that he gives is simply because they're going to be getting less taxes by a person doing this. So they don't push it. However, definitely not raising any red flags as long as it is done properly according to the guidelines that the IRS puts out.
Right. Okay. What would you say distinguishes the difference between Madison Specs? You mentioned, you know, there's a several companies out there doing this. You guys obviously have a great reputation in it. What would you say the major difference? What separates your company from others? It's always good to know when people are doing their research.
Sure. I'd say, you know, besides for our, you know, really competitive pricing, which is out there, and a lot of times for, you know, a commodity, which a lot of people look at this as a service commodity, that's, you know, going to be the deciding factor for them. Mm-hmm. But besides for that, our customer service, you know, going above and beyond to, you know, service our clients and make sure that they're getting everything that they need and, you know, not inconveniencing them in any way. And the service, the study itself and the engineer going to visit the property, we try to do it according to everyone's schedule. And there's really not much involvement on the property owner's part.
Okay.
So there's a, you know, we try to make that a very easy process.
Very good. Are there different times that are better than others? And maybe more specifically, the question would be, Yona, would there be times like, you know, if someone's listening to this and whether themselves or friend, family, coworker, whatever may benefit from this, are there, like some people might say, hey, well, hey, I tell you what, the best time to do this would be after a downturn or, you know, something happened in the market or you owned a real estate for a certain amount of time. Is there any time that's better than others or just no matter what, you should review the properties for this potential opportunity?
Well, it's going to come down to every individual's bigger tax picture. You know, what's their tax liability overall? And then, you know, strategizing. And it's really not for everyone. It's definitely a good idea to, you know, review the numbers, every property that you have. And we have clients that every single property they buy, no matter what, they're doing the cost segregation because they know this is beneficial for them. And other people, if the property is in a loss, for example, it's vacant when they buy it, it's not generating profit. So to have extra deductions when you don't have profit, you know, is not going to be beneficial unless they're getting, you know, income from other places, in which case it could very well be beneficial. So the correct answer, you know, it's really different for everyone. A lot of people get it done in the first year of ownership. Mm-hmm. And nowadays with the new law that passed recently with the tax reform, there's something called 100% bonus depreciation, which is only allowed to utilize in the first year of ownership. So a lot of people will do that in the first year.
Very good.
Otherwise, you can actually do this retroactively. If you own a property for 10 years, you can go back and retroactively get those tax benefits that you missed from all the accelerated depreciation in this year.
Very good. We have just a couple minutes left. Examples are always great. I tell people, and especially for when you're listening in audio, the, you know, stories, examples. So give us just, if you would, in the last couple minutes, maybe some examples of a couple of, you know, studies, a couple of some savings that you had for people, or maybe a biggest project or something that's what might be eye-opening for people. Just some examples would be great.
Okay. You know, we do everything from, you know, like I said, from $1 million property and up. And we've done a number of, you know, huge, massive $1 billion projects. I think one of the largest properties in the United States is near Buffalo, and I'm blanking on the name. Of course, I'm going to blank on the name. Okay, anyway, we're in Rochester.
There you go.
Rochester. So there's a huge 4 million square foot office and industrial complex out there called the Rochester Industrial Park, one of the largest properties in America. We did that, you know, and literally got them, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of tax benefits.
Got it.
From that property. I'd say a typical property, a $1 million property, you're looking at upwards of $100,000 to $200,000 of tax benefits. So it's definitely worthwhile to check it out and see what's going to make sense.
Very good. Well, before we duck out again, Yona, great information. I love this again because it's new to most people. I know to you, you're in the business, you do this a lot. You guys have a great background with this, but you know, I've been doing radio and podcasting for a long time, and this is a great topic and something I would say that it's more people need to be educated on. So real quick, before we let you go again, best place to reach you, phone number, website, location?
Best place to reach me is LinkedIn.
Okay.
You can find me there. There's not too many Yona Weisses out there.
Thank goodness, yeah. Right?
Right. Much easier to find me that way. Phone number is 732-333-1477. Maybe we'll put it in the show notes. MadisonSpecs.com is our website. You can check us out there. And, you know, feel free to give me a call. See if we can get you a complimentary estimate on your property and see if the numbers make sense for you.
Very good. Yona, thanks again for your time. Always educating. Always get educated myself, and I know the listeners are as well. So thanks for your time. Appreciate having you on.
Thank you, Joe. It's been a pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Take care. Have a great afternoon. This is Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. We want to thank Yona Weiss again with Madison Specs. A lot of great information. For more information, of course, go to reradiolive.com. The podcast will be out shortly. And always, if you miss the podcast, that's the beauty of downloading, folks. That way you can go back and listen to the ones that you may have missed. And so continue to do that. Until next time, have a great afternoon. This is Joe Kuchera signing off. Take care.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.